Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
To bring a time to exactly 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A very, very good morning to you. Hope and pray that you are doing well today, and it is time for us to have our family meeting as promised. And you know what? It's been a very difficult week, but also just wanted to jump right into it because NSK is in studio. All right. So right about a month ago, NSK and I were nominated for the Simply You Magazine Lifestyle and Fashion Awards for Best Male and Female Radio Presenters of the Year, obviously for the work that we have done on Fresh Breakfast for the past 12 months, obviously, and beyond that as well, right? Now, the award ceremony was scheduled for October the 26th, okay, of which, obviously, I could not attend, but NSK was available to attend at the time, and obviously, with your help, was to accept both awards on our behalf. Now, however, when it became evident that NSK did not win the category that he was nominated for on the night of the ceremony, video footage, now widely obviously circulated, you have seen it numerous times, shows NSK proceeding to the stage to interrupt the award of the trophy to announce the winner, that is Donald Kadisep. Now, NSK expressed that he deserved the award and not the eventual winner. And NSK on Monday on air with myself was extremely emotional. But he basically stood by the narrative that he deserved the award and also just, you know, extended himself to or expressed himself instead of the public's majority stance that he should have apologized at the time, right? Now, NSK was subsequently placed on a week's suspension to allow the management of Fresh FM an opportunity to carry out an internal investigation. Now, the management of Fresh FM has concluded this investigation, hence granting NSK a chance to share his side of the story after 7 days of public perception against his actions and persona. Now, partner, how are you doing?
I am in a far, far better space.
All right, that's great.
I'm in a far, far better space.
Yeah.
I think that time off did the world's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes.
So it's been around about 6-7 days since, obviously, that Monday show, right?
Mm-hmm.
There is obviously a change of perspective. Tell us about it. Tell us about where you are right now.
Well, Moroshekwan, morning to you that's listening. Thank you. Yes, there is a huge change in perspective and perspective and just my line of thinking. And with that said, I'd like you to allow me to tender my sincerest apologies to Donald. Because for years now, with my column and all other avenues that involve robust debate and discussion, I've always maintained that radio presenters need to stick together, and avoid beefing with each other. And I've had my fair share of beef in the industry, but I never liked it, simply because we do not own any of these media houses, Shaquan. It makes no sense for us to go up against each other in that regard. And yes, it's an extremely competitive space, oh my goodness, but that still does not warrant bad blood between radio presenters. As a matter of fact, I will have you told that, presenters from other radio stations can attest that I've either offered advice or mentored where possible, hooked them up with international interviews or connects or a simple pat on the back on countless occasions. And so with this incident, I went against my own professional and personal values, and it was extremely uncalled for. So if you'd allow me, I'd like to speak to Donald Street.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's listening. If not, that's also okay. Donald, my fellow Radiohead, my guy, I apologize. My hope is that you accept my deepest apology for taking away a moment that every creative dreams of. And you didn't deserve that, and I'm really, really sorry. Now, for transparency's sake, I've also expressed my deepest regret to Donald privately. But seeing the events that took place were also extremely public, logic only dictates that I also tender an apology in this fashion as well. So congratulations on your win, Ahab. May this award elevate you to unthinkable heights. I'd like to continue by expressing my deepest regret for my words to Salimi Rebart as well. Salimi, I'd like to apologize for stating in a regretful moment that Shaquan deserve that award. It was horrible of me to say such a thing to you. So, Osi, congratulations on your award, and I wish you all the best that's with your career moving forward. Now, as per case with Donald, I also expressed my deepest regret to Salimi privately. She responded, and she accepted my apologies, and she went as far as inviting me to share a prayer with her regarding anything, you know, whatever I have on my heart. In a text exchange that I know for a fact now, it's now partially circulating on social media. So once again, apologies to Donald and apologies to Salimi. However, Shekwan, my primary responsibility is to the listener, to you. You who tunes in every single morning without fail at 6 a.m. You who sings along with the rest of the family to our Omadenden and Antikwana anthem. You who takes part in Incognito or actively in our daily game shows. You who gets involved with the debates and have found a safe space with Shekwan and I before heading into your office. You who have won incredible prizes on the show, or maybe yet still to win, you know, be it a simple voucher, washing machine, cell phone, or cake decorating competition. We've done it all on Fresh Breakfast. So allow me to apologize to you for my actions. I embarrassed you, and I made the last 6 days unbelievably difficult and uncomfortable for you in your private circles. You had to explain to our babies on Junior Fresh why Omadenden is on social media everywhere, but why he's not on radio. You found yourself in a space where you had to stomach comments about your favorite on social media. So, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I am committed to doing better. But I'm not alone in this thing, Shekwan. To my team, you know, my fellow Fresh FM presenters, especially you, partner, you know, you guys found yourself undeservedly in a position where you had to deal with a barrage of questions from the public, you know, from media, family, just about anyone about my actions. Questions you could not even answer at the time. Because of my actions, you were dragged into this thing in various negative ways. So please accept my apologies for my actions and the anxiety as a result of my actions. To the management of Namibia's Heart and Soul, again, Tietze, you've had to pick up the pieces from this stubborn Damara's actions once again. once again, you were put in an awkward position to deal with this dramatic banner. Perhaps one day we will allow the management team of Fresh FM to reveal why I still have the opportunity to harness my first love, which is radio. So I do apologize to the management team, who too had to deal with internal stuff, who were concerned and plagued with anxiety. You were caught off guard, and that was a bit unfair. So thank you for handling the process like the ultimate professionals like that you are. But that said, Shekwan, there are events that led up to that infamous moment. And with your permission, Shekwan, I'd really like to share my truth. I'd really like to share my side of the story, which I hope will provide context that gave birth to that very same moment on stage.
I do accept your apology. I just missed you so much. You're so annoying, this guy. Anyway. All right. Gangster with this. So we obviously have to do so, partner, when we get back on the other side of this. So to all our listeners, man, we love and we value you so much. And that's exactly why we're having this moment right now. But just stay with us. And also for now, just feel free to forward your thoughts via a voice note on our WhatsApp line on 0800 10 1029. And we truly want to unpack with NSK what led to that moment. But stick around, because you are going to find out on the other side of this. And it is Irish Star on Namibia's Heart and Soul with Say Vibes with Bad Vibes. Bring a time to exactly 7:33 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. It is Fresh Breakfast time. A very good morning to you. Just hope and pray that you are doing well today, right? So NSK is in studio. And earlier, he took a moment, a heartfelt moment, a genuine moment to tender an apology to Donald, to Salimi, our fellow Fresh FM presenters, to management, and to you, the listener, because we are because of you. However, partner, you did mention that you would like to walk us through the events that transpired leading up to the awards, right? Mm-hmm. And I really just want to know in this moment right now, the screenshot that suggests that you planned everything, is it real? Did you plan it? Give us a little bit more context.
Okay, so yes, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Mm.
Now, allow me to give you context.
Okay.
Right? Anyone that has either worked with me, followed me, experienced my craft, or knows me beyond these mics, these beautiful mics here, will tell you one thing, is that I love a bit of spice. You know, I love a bit of just to do a little bit more. I love to shock.
Mm.
I love to give people something to think about or talk about or debate about. At the end of the day, I'm a creative at heart. You know, I'm an above average creator for that matter. I always go above and beyond with my craft. Now, I've done a lot of stunts in my 13-year career.
Mm.
Some that flopped miserably. My goodness. Wow. Just thinking about them. Others were staged successfully. And the one that went horribly wrong, in this case, was this stunt. Now, let's talk about the stunt.
Okay.
That went now, you know, went, that went terribly and regrettably wrong last week Saturday on that SYM stage. That's the one that that was planned, that went against the script when I lost. Now, the Simply You magazine Lifestyle and Fashion Awards is a platform that has always been dear to my heart, Shekwan. As a matter of fact, if people don't know this, I'm a 2-time Simply You magazine Lifestyle and Fashion Award winner. The people behind the brand are also exceptionally dear to me. These are people that have seen me since my dry lips days of campus radio, where I would walk from Korean Hub, renting in a tiny room, all the way to UNAM, did breakfast show with Trezor Cooper, and then I would go and I would walk back to Polytech for studies. These are people that know, they know this journey. They've seen it. Okay? There's an incredibly deep connection with the people behind this brand, and I do not ever regret having experienced this incredible journey with them. Now, in my analysis with my column and industry debates, I always felt that the awards were underappreciated by the Namibian audience and that it deserved more sponsorship and also just talkability and hype, you know? Hence why I took it personal when seemingly the general populace once again this year were not hyped about this year's edition. Now, in my critical thinking, because that's what I do, I'm a critical thinker and I plan stuff, my previous wins and subsequent nomination can only be credible if the awards platform is what? Is credible.
Come on.
If it's talked about. If the public cares about it. All right? Now, with that said, I intentionally crafted a plan in which I would stage a Kanye West moment with reference to Kanye West interrupting Taylor Swift while accepting an award years ago. Now, the plan was to get people talking. The plan was to get the Namibian audience to appreciate the platform, which will result in credibility and sponsorships, right? Because now the market will see, oh my goodness, people are talking about this award. You know, maybe let's put some money in there. Keep in mind, these are people that are very dear to me. So the plan was to emulate every Kanye West move, from the outfit to the liquor and the actions on stage. I mean, I had the exact outfit prepared. I had the Hennessy bottle prepared. I had the shades ready. However, I cannot pull off a plan like this without planting a seed, right? Now, that seed was the result of that screenshot. The screenshot in question are actually texts that I sent to Tala Da Costa. Yes. Because the screenshot just says NSK Moss.
Yes.
All right. Now, we all know the drama that comes with Tala, right? Now, so my plan was to plant that seed so as to have Tala either leak the screenshot or have him mention it to people in his circle that will then create insane anticipation for the awards. So my hope was that he leaks my intentions before the awards.
Mm.
Because Shekwan Tala is not my friend.
Yeah.
Tala is not even an acquaintance of mine.
Yeah.
We interviewed him once.
Once, yeah, yeah.
Why on earth would I tell Tala of all people of my intentions of that nature if I did not intentionally plan to do so?
Mm.
So yes, the screenshot is real. Secondly.
Okay.
I communicated this with one of the head organizers, Kalisto Alvaro Mukoroli, before the show of my intentions. Now, Kalisto specializes in public relations and branding.
Yes, yes, he does.
He's the master PR mind behind brands like Voygouche, like Louis Manana and others. He is literally the king of pop culture behind the scenes, right? He pulls the strings behind the scenes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Kalisto featured on this show, Fresh Breakfast, numerous times in various capacities because of his skills. So, it should be no surprise, Shekwan, when I hit Kalisto up via the phone call, explaining the plan to him. There was zero opposition from him. As a matter of fact, in that phone call, he even jokingly asked, "My goodness, NSK, who do you want to interrupt now?" You know, alluding to my dramatic antics.
Yes, you know, yes.
To which I responded, "I don't know, Kali. Let's assess."
Yeah.
Basically, what I'm telling you and everyone right now is that Simply You magazine, via one of their senior organizers, Kalisto, knew of my plan to be on stage and to have a stunt as Kanye West. They knew.
Wow.
And you know, on top of that, I actually even want to tell you how I got inside the venue with a bottle of Hennessy. Remember I said I came there, my outfit was ready.
Yeah, yeah.
The bottle was ready.
Yeah.
The shades were ready.
Mm.
So how did I get inside the venue with a bottle of Hennessy?
Yeah. Sure, partner, wait. Hold that thought for us, ne? This is a lot. This is a lot to comprehend. This is a lot to digest. Because in my head right now, isn't it Bolo Makisi? Just like, whoa, wait, what? So let's take a small break, ne?
Okay.
And then when we get back, you are going to walk us through how you got into the venue with a bottle, first of all, and also what happened with Salimi.
Okay.
So with you who's listening right now, you're more than welcome to add your voice to this by sending us a voice note on our WhatsApp line. The number is 083-000-1029. We'll be back with more on the other side of this. It is Tone Smith on Namibia's Heart and Soul with I Need You. Bring a time to exactly 7:46. It is Fresh Breakfast time. It is a brand new week and we are still joined by our king that is NSK right now in studio. So there's obviously a couple of things right now. So yes, a few things that happened in case you just joined us with NSK in studio. Now, first of all, I'm just going to bring you up to speed, right? First things first, NSK tendered an apology to Donald and Salimi. There was a lot to digest with the second talk that we had when NSK also revealed Simply You magazine knew of the plan that NSK was going to pull a Kanye on the awards, and he explained why. Because the awards are dear to him, and he was like, no man, why are people not hyped up about the awards? But partner, in your own words, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did you get into the venue, the NTN, right?
Yeah.
That strictly does not allow any drinks or food in the theater. And also, I want you to break it down for us, the whole Salimi situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now at the venue.
Yes, partner.
Right. I was accompanied by a very good friend of mine.
Mm.
And we were parked literally right in front of the entrance.
Okay.
We were blasting music.
Mm.
I was sipping on that Henny. I was in character. Mm. I was Kanye West, ready to cause turmoil with that ultimate aim to get people talking about the awards and strategically result in credibility and more sponsorship for the awards. Remember, that's the overarching theme here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I did mention earlier that the awards are dear to me, especially the people behind it.
Mm.
Back to the character. It was in public full view. Everyone that either drove past or entered the venue saw the crazy character outside. When it was time to enter the venue now, a lady who I could only presume was part of the crew at the door, not the main door, but the door that where you enter the theater.
Yeah, yeah.
Advised that I am not allowed to enter the venue with the bottle of Henny, and that I anyway need to go get wristbands in front, but outside in front.
Oh, to get back inside.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Now, on my way to go get the wristbands, I called Kalisto, one of the head organizers of the awards, to come to the door to usher me in. Kalisto popped up. Yeah, Kalisto popped up at the door, where a lady and another gentleman now joined, who, again, I can only presume was part of the crew. And he was even saying, he was also echoing what the girl was saying, advising that I cannot go in with a bottle. But they both had to bow down to Kalisto's authority, because Kalisto advised them at the time that that it was okay for me to go inside with a bottle of Henny, because it's all part of the show.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, during this whole process, I had my good friend of mine next to me the whole time.
Yes, yes.
When I will mention one more key witness when the need arises. But anyhow, as Kalisto walks us to our seats now, Kalisto says to me, with my friend right next to me, I'm not saying you will win or not. Even if you don't win, we still want you to amp it up.
Wait. Okay. Say that again. Say that again,
partner. I'm not saying you will win or not. Even if you don't, we still want you to amp it up. So what does that tell you? What does that tell me in that moment? It tells me that the awards are ready for some drama, but ultimately ready for a culture moment. The question that has been asked a lot also is, why did I feel we deserve that win? It's because we campaigned hard. But you know what? Notwithstanding that, why would Simply You magazine not award me the award, knowing very well I will pull a Kanye to help them? The radio categories were scheduled very early in the evening. Why would Simply You magazine be comfortable with me interrupting a presentation early in the evening? Will it not overshadow the rest of the night?
The rest of the night, yeah.
So in my head, I'm thinking at the time, I will interrupt a category a bit later in the evening, after having won mine. Now, I was even thinking at the time, the category that I wanted to target was the one in which Tyler was nominated in.
Which one was that? The content creator
of the year. I think it's the content creator of the year.
Yeah.
Had big names in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Not everyone in there. Now, that would be the perfect full circle moment. Because imagine interrupting anyone who wins in that category and saying, Tala deserved it. Screenshots got leaked, Moss, the way I planned it.
That you planned it, yeah.
That would be the perfect pop culture moment. But then, the plan was also to go back on stage and apologize and call it a moment after interrupting whoever won that award over Tala. So when they announced Donald as the winner,
yeah,
I lost it. I'll be genuinely honest about this. I lost it. I lost it. And at the time, my thinking was, how on earth do the people behind Simply You, who know me very well, who know how much work I put into my craft, who have seen me campaign, who know the excellence that I am, who I've informed of this plan,
co-signed
it, take this award away from me? And also, like, Shaquan, what was I supposed to do? Was I supposed to smile and clap? Wouldn't it be weird? Listen to this. Wouldn't it be weird, nah, had I not interrupted Donald, but would want to go into interrupt another category later in the evening after having lost mine earlier? Honestly speaking, at the time, it made no sense to me. Let's talk about the on-stage incident. A couple of questions that I'm going to leave with you.
Okay, partner.
Why was the mic not cut?
Oh, like, do you mean like when you started speaking, yes, they could have switched it off?
Yeah. Why was it not switched off? Why did security not usher me off stage way before I started talking? Or stop me right in my tracks? Why did a staff member of the MTN proceed to fix my mic? We all saw it, right?
Yep. Yep. Yes, we did.
So after the incident, as I leave the MTN in the lobby, as I'm literally now, you must understand, now I am in my highest of emotions.
Yeah.
As I'm literally walking out of the theater, I see Salimi, and in a clear, upsetting tone, I say to her that Shaquan deserved it and not you, and that she even knows it. And my friend was with me during this whole process. I leave crying, upset. So that's what happened at the actual venue.
At the actual venue. Your partner, this is a lot, hey? Obviously, we needed to have this family meeting. We know that. It is a lot for even you to digest right now, okay? Completely understand. So we need a little bit of a... We need a minute to digest everything. So let's do this, partner.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do news. And also, most obviously, what pays our salaries. Do you know what I mean? And then we'll obviously complete this conversation in the next hour. So stick around. NSK is still in studio. And yeah, man, it is obviously, you know what? What did they say? Family meetings. We bear it all. We are honest with one another.
Yes.
That's exactly what's happening right now. Keep it locked right here on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Just trying to make it back. Where I wish it was 2 days to Friday. But yeah, man, that one is Kanye West, Rihanna with Paul McCartney for 5 seconds. Bring a time to exactly 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. A very good morning to you. In case you just joined us, NSK is in studio. And he's been relaying his side of the story. And basically just what happened. You know, what happened so far, what happened at the awards and so forth, right? So to break it down for you, in case you're just probably joining us, NSK, first of all, apologized to Donald and Salimi. NSK also explained to us that Simply You magazine knew of his plan to interrupt a presentation and to reenact a Kanye West moment. NSK also explained the screenshot that you might have seen being circulated on your feed. NSK also explained what he said to Salimi. So NSK, what now? Has Donald responded to your apology at this point?
No, he has not. But you know what? That is well within his rights not to. I mean, it took me days to self-introspect. So, and we are not all the same. Others take time. Well, others are a little faster with their thought processes.
Yeah.
For instance, Salimi responded the same day when I sent her, when I spoke to her. Donald is here to respond to me. Again, it's completely fine. People are different. I mean, I don't even know the level of trauma or hurt he experienced because of my actions, which had him right in the crossfire. Until such time, I can only be apologetic and hope he finds it in his heart to accept my apology. Speaking of which, in my apology to Donald, I also invited him for a one-on-one conversation on air about my conduct, to apologize face-to-face, talk about my actions and how it affected him, how public perception affected me, and how we can move forward. And really my hope is that Namibia sees that as men, we can have conflict, but we can resolve it amicably as well. But then again, it is well within his humble right to either decline or not respond at all.
At all, yeah.
So apart from Donald, Osi Salimi, the fresh team and management thereof, if you'd allow me, Shaquan, I'd really like to also tend an apology to my family. And close friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because, yo, man. You know, they had to deal with the fact that the general population including very prominent members of society, crucify me in the public court of law without hearing the full story from me. You know, they had to stomach comments that questioned my upbringing and that mocked my parents for their apparent poor parenting skills.
That was hurtful for me to read.
You know, they had to stomach prominent members of this industry make downright false and defamatory remarks about my alleged involvement in the industry. And then there was this one person, Shaquan.
Yeah.
You're my girlfriend, man. The love of my life. A woman who I've been with for 4 years. She had to mentally stomach people who were saying all these things about her man that she loves, which are not true. I apologize to her. I apologize to my friends. And I apologize to my family. Also to the people that reached out all week, that tried to call me with no success. I do appreciate it. You know, it's been so many calls. It's been so many texts.
Yeah.
The people who left heartfelt messages, you know, pleading that I stay sane, including the people who left texts and DMs scolding me and urging me to apologize. The people who do not know me personally, but felt compelled to send me emails, DMs and texts, making it known that I still have a role to play and I still hold value. I want to thank you. I really want to thank you. And hopefully the Namibian House embraces forgiveness so that we can all move on from this. Because in all honesty, we live, we learn, we experience. And with that said, I'd just like to say thank you.
Sure. Yeah, it's a lot to digest, partner. And I'm just going to personally speak on my behalf on myself, right?
Yeah.
It's just, it was so hurtful seeing a lot of the comments. Obviously, you know, people didn't really know the full story at the time. But I think for me, what broke my heart even more was seeing people from our industry, people that know us, people that are our people, you know, say the things that they were saying. And rightfully so, you know, that happened. You didn't know the full story, I understand, but you have our numbers. But anyway, it's okay. You know, we like you're saying, we live, we learn, and we experience. I accept your apology. Right?
Appreciate it.
I accept your apology. You are my partner. You have held my man. You have seen me at my worst. You've seen me at my best. You've brought out so much good out of me. And I honestly just want everyone to understand that there's so many low moments that we have in our lives. And there's so many moments that NSK and I share off air, you know, before actually setting you up for a great day and so forth. Mm-hmm. And this man right here has, this new version of the radio that I'm even doing on a daily right now is because of NSK. Do you know what I mean? So it was just so hard that I couldn't say anything. I also had to give him time, and I was like, so annoying, this guy. Like, you know, but yeah, no, but partner, I appreciate you. Thank you for being brave and bold and genuine and open and transparent right now, for just sharing all of this information with us. Because at the end of the day, you could have easily just, you know, left it as is and, you know, kept it moving. Because why must I apologize? What, you know what I mean? So seeing even a black man, you know, feeling safe enough to actually talk about his feelings and genuinely render an apology to his listeners that you love so much, to the people in your life, to the rest of the Fresh FM team. Like, we just appreciate you. So thank you so much for this moment, because I know that there's so many kings out there that are looking up to you right now to say that, yo, maybe it's actually okay that I own up and take accountability and make things right, you know? So thank you for that, partner.
Thank you so much, Shaquan.
Yeah.
And once again, thank you so much to the management of Fresh FM. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, hopefully from tomorrow onwards,
yeah,
we can do fresh breakfast the way it needs to be.
And
I miss my kids, yo.
They missed you so much. They've been like, when is he coming back? And I can't say anything, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like, I can't say anything. I'm just like, we'll see how it goes. But you're more than welcome to add your voice to this, to our WhatsApp line, to 083-000-1029. We have our beautiful Nona partner. These are people that are checking in every day, people that kept me going. And she says that I accept your apology in SK.
Thank you so much, Nona.
Paku says, apology accepted. Takes a real man to apologize, and it speaks volume.
Thank you so much, Peter. Appreciate
it. And we're here for it. Yeah, you can send your voice note 0300-1029. We'll check them out on the other side of this. And obviously, before you know, I finish off the show at 10 a.m. But our king is going to be back tomorrow. And yeah, welcome back. Okay, I'm done. Sorry.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.